Lots of deaths happening around. We are unable to help it. There's grief. Death shows no bias nor consideration for age, gender, power, the value that you've added, or anything for that matter. We can neither choose when it happens, how it happens, or to whom it happens. At times like these, just a few things that you might want to consider so that you can help yourself through these trying times. Number one, it's okay to cry. Let no one tell you, and you don't tell anyone either, that one must not cry. It's not only normal, it's also absolutely necessary that we give ourselves the liberty to cry it out if we feel like it. Neither force anyone to not cry, nor force anyone to cry. Each person has their own unique way to grieve. Respect the space. Not crying is not a source of strength, nor is crying a sign of weakness. Number two, we usually tend to think of the last moments of a person and feel bad. Think of the good times with them. Recall stories from their life that stand out for you. Share with someone or write it down if you wish. But recall all the great stories. Their entire life is always more powerful than their death in a moment. So make sure you remember and recall their life rather than think only about the dying part. Replay their life more than replaying their death. Their good stories will inspire you to live your life better. Number three, avoid feeling bitter. Death is something that really isn't in our hands. It is the only thing that isn't an if it will happen. It will happen. We can neither control nor choose when it happens or how it happens. So don't blame yourself for their death. Don't try to blame anyone else too. If their life were to continue, it would have. Because their time had come, there was nothing you could do to save them. So don't go on guilt trips or bitter trips. It's really not in our hands, and it's okay to feel sad, but bitter just makes it worse. Number four, don't think of other possibilities after the person dies. It's only a recipe to make yourself or others feel miserable. The fact that they're gone, there is no point in talking of what you or anyone should have done differently to have saved them. Ideation to save their life after their death is a foolish idea. This only helps blaming, and blaming doesn't really help. Number five, don't try to avoid their thoughts or avoid looking at their photos or anything that reminds you of them. The more you try to avoid, the more it will continue to affect you. Deal with it. Feel the emotions, because after some time, your avoidance will make it unbearable. Make your peace sooner than later. Dealing with them on a regular basis helps to reduce the intensity over time. Avoiding it by keeping yourself busy or distracted will make it a repressed thought and a feeling which might storm out of you in strange ways and forms when you least expect it, and that too for many years to come. Someone you loved all these years doesn't have to be suddenly forgotten, hidden, or repressed. When you think of them, think of their wonderful qualities, their life, and how you can carry forward their legacy. May every thought of theirs give you the strength to move forward in life. Even if it is our loss today, we have to remember we did gain a lot until this point. That's why we feel the loss. Let us be grateful for all that we've gained from them. We will miss their physical presence, but if we look within, we'll find a part of them within ourselves. It's okay to miss their presence, but don't miss your life, your duties, and other loved ones around you in the process of missing them. If you ever think you should have been better with them in any way, take it as an opportunity now to be better at least with those who are alive and with you, lest you regret the same again with the others too. As daunting as darkness might initially be, it's only the few first moments before our eyes adjust to it and learn to see. So hang in there until you can see. And before we go inward in pain, let's look outside and see all the others who may need our love and support. We can't get back those who are gone, but let's try to help the rest of us survive and get past this. Individually, we may collapse. Collectively, we can survive. We need to look beyond our individual pain to be able to rise above the situation and do whatever is required of us at a humanitarian level. Let's not expect others to be understanding. Let us understand, since some are too gripped by fear to be able to do any better. They need even more love. We shall get past this together. Prayers and wishes for you and your loved ones. Take care. This is Narmada Rao, psychologist and NLP trainer, signing out.